Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number two of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. All of our guests tonight joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We got a quick hit. We got to promote our app. That's because our listeners challenged us for a better mobile app, and we have responded with the all new Yahoo Sports Radio app available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gao Media. Stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And perhaps you don't have an iOS or an Android device. No worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Well, I'm Elissa Walker Campbell, taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. It is time. We've carved out some time for some MLB news and notes. The countdown is on to spring training, and our good friend is back with us in studio, our very own from YSR, Andy Pondillo. Good evening on this Friday night.
Well, it's a good time right now, about to get underway, and you know, not a lot going on, but it's a good time for some predictions.
Well, I'm ready for some predictions, so let's start the NL West. Why do you think that the Giants are going to make another even year World Series run? Because the last three even years, they've won the World Series. What's up with that?
Well, I really want to go to Vegas right now and just lay down a preseason bet on the Giants. I mean, I feel so confident that I feel like we should just throw down like 500 and see if it pays 20 to 1 or whatever it's going to do. But in reality, it's not just the even year thing. This team actually looks really good on paper to me. I'm really excited to see what they do. The Giants, to me, are the most fun team in baseball when they're good. Buster Posey, Hunter Pence. I know the Panda's gone now, but Bumgarner, and these guys really get it done. So now you add Samardzija to the mix, and you add Johnny Cueto to the mix. Their loss last year, I felt like, was with Hunter Pence's injury, and then the rotation just didn't have a lot of depth after Madison Bumgarner. They were able to get by with that in 2014, where Bumgarner hit some sort of power-up in the playoffs and just mowed everybody down. They just kept running them out there. Short rest, no matter. But now they have a true rotation with Cueto and Samardzija. You know, these three should give themselves a good, solid three at the top of the rotation. The mystery is Matt Cain. Will he ever bounce back to be at least half of what he was? If he does bounce back, that makes that team, to me, an easy pick to win the National League West, even over the Dodgers this year.
They are a fun team to watch. You're right, Andy. But what is going to be the identity of this team in the 2016 season?
It needs to be pitching again. That's what they've won the World Series with those 3 years. 2010, really nothing to write home about on that offense. 2012, a little bit better of an offense, but more of a clutch offense. 2014, I thought they had a pretty dang good offense when they won that World Series. What a lot of it is, though, with these teams, they just know how to win big games. They're not going to lead the league in runs scored. They're probably not going to lead the league in ERA or anything like that. But if there's any team that I trust when they're playing well in a 3-2 game, and especially a 3-2 playoff game, it's going to be the San Francisco Giants.
Okay, Andy Pondillo back with us in studio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Don't look now. Spring training, it is just around the corner. You're talking about trust. Can we trust the Dodgers?
Well, you can always trust them to be good. I don't know if you can trust them to be more than that. I refuse to pick them to do a lot in the playoffs ever again because they make me look bad every time I do it. Dodgers, they have a great team coming in once again. You see old Puig, if he's back and he's healthy, he's a difference maker in that lineup. You lose Greinke in the rotation. You know, they go and get Scott Kazmir. That's not going to replace Greinke. Kazmir is a good pitcher. He can look great at times, but he's not going to be the guy that's going to get you 210 innings and really be that horse at the top of the rotation. They're going to be more dependent on the bullpen this year. I still think they're a good team. You know, I would say they're right around that wild card marker this year, maybe in the high 80s of wins. Is it enough? I'm not quite sure in a tough National League.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about the Diamondbacks. Are they last year's Padres?
See, a lot of people are going to pick the Diamondbacks this year. I don't know. I have trouble seeing them winning the division. I think they're a team on the rise. I think they're a team that could be a year away from being a very good National League contender. They have what I think is the best all-around hitter in the National League, and Paul Goldschmidt, Zach Greinke at the top of the rotation. A.J. Pollock is a good, great outfielder. Yeah, this team's kind of weird to me. It's kind of like I feel afraid to predict them to win a wild card or win a division. It wouldn't surprise me if they did, but I could see see them very easily being the Padres of last year, where it was all talk in the preseason, and once we get to the regular season, they're just a little bit blah.
Okay, it's our preseason picks. We're going around the horn with Andy Pondillo, our MLB news and notes. We don't want to get too far into this interview without extending. Tell all the listeners where they can reach out and contact you.
Yes, I do the podcast Astro Chat, and that's on ESPN975.com.
Okay, so let's head out to the NL Central. What about the Cubs?
Cubs I love this year, and for me to pick a team above the Cardinals, it's almost borderline crazy to not pick the Cardinals to win that division. It's no knock on the Cardinals. I really like what the Cubs bring on paper this year. If Jake Arrieta is even 75% of what he is last year, John Lester behind him, Chris Bryant, Rizzo, I mean, this lineup, he had Ben Zobrist. The Cubs look like about as complete team as you're going to find anywhere. And Joe Maddon, a guy that knows how to get to the playoffs. He did it with the Rays. He does it with the Cubs now. You know, if this team, they can't win a World Series with this team within the next 3 years, I believe in the Billy the Goat curse, because this is as loaded as a team as you're going to find anywhere right now.
It's a loaded team, but they've made massive improvement over the past couple of seasons. How have they made it?
Well, it's similar to the Astros. They bottomed that team out a couple years ago. The fans didn't like it. The stands were empty. The people were booing. But sure enough, you get enough high picks. You have some good drafts. You have a guy that knows what he's doing in Theo Epstein. The corner turned pretty quick when it came to the Cubs. And now they also have the money to spend. And that helps when you can supplement good young talent with great free agents.
Are you a believer in that?
Yeah, I am. I think that if you need to tank, you should tank. You should go all in and do it. You shouldn't mess around. You shouldn't wait a couple years. If this team, if you feel like your team's an 82-win team, a 78-win team, there is no sense trying to patch that up with Band-Aids when you know that you're truly not going to be able to compete with the likes of a Cubs, a Royals, a Giants. You know, teams that have that team unity, you've got to build an identity. So why just stay in the middle to please some of your fans? If you have to tank, do it for 2 years, get your team on track, and start to win games again if you draft smart.
It's a gutsy move. Okay, so what is your perception of the NL Central? In my mind, what the hardest division in MLB?
Yeah, it's going to be tough again. Pirates, Cardinals, Cubs. The depth at the bottom, the Reds and Brewers, they might lose a lot of games this year playing with those three teams, but these three, it's going to be tough. Last year, the three best teams in the National League, is it that extreme again in 2016? I think it could be close. All three of these teams look like true contenders. They all have solid lineups. They have pitching. They play defense. It's just unfortunate for all three of these teams. They'll have to play in the same division. Maybe it'll toughen them up for postseason time.
It is always so good to have with us in studio Andy Pondillo. He knows his stuff. MLB news and notes. We are ready for spring training. It's a magical time of year, and we talk about perhaps the hardest division in MLB. What about the worst? Is that the NL East?
Yeah, I don't like the NL East at all this year. You know, I'm picking the Nationals because I have to pick a team. The Mets, they went to the World Series last year. You give them credit for what they did. They went from the worst offense to almost the best offense down the stretch. I feel like that's a bit of a mirage. Sometimes you see teams just put together certain years where you don't even understand how they did it. And to me, that's the Mets. Their pitching is going to be probably the best in the National League. That's going to keep them in this race all year long, and it might be able to get them a wild card. But if they're about last in the league in runs scored, or they're that far down on the list, I don't think Jonas Cespedes can save them. You lose Daniel Murphy. Neil Walker is a solid move, but it's not going to really change the offense. They don't have those middle-of-the-order hitters I would like to see. D'Arnaud is a good young catcher. I just don't like them offensively. The Nationals are my pick. Bryce Harper, what he did last year, he looked like Superman. The team, they always come back. They always look great on paper. If Anthony Rendon can ever stay healthy, an awesome guy in that order. And then you look at the pitching staff, Max Scherzer, who better of a, you know, a real true ace at number one from what he's done the past few years. Steven Strasburg, what do you get out of him? I'm not too sure, but I feel like winning this division will take 87 wins. I feel like the Nationals are capable of doing that.
We are locked and loaded. Andy Pondillo joining us. He's going to be joining us each and every week. MLB news and notes. That's because the season, it is just around the corner. We are very excited, especially being here in Houston and with the Houston Astros. Thank you so much, Andy.
Always fun.
Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, okay?
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead tonight in our final segment at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.